So all finite beings, from the highest to the lowest, need their state projected out in order to read it, if you like. So what happens is that you have interior things going on. So it's described as a conversation between angels. And then that conversation influences and flows down and is projected at the level of what are termed angelic spirits as scenery, if you like, as scenery around them. But they don't engage in the things that are appearing, what they see through them. They read those things in terms of interior state. So they're able to enter into higher levels of wisdom through the representations that are before them. So just put that aside for a second. We have the same experience with the text. As soon as you move from reading about thrones and judgment and the Lord sitting in a throne to good being within truth, and that good being empowered by truth so that we can work at the level of our own states through self-examination and repentance, then the idea of the throne is still there, but the throne is not seen. What is represented by the throne has become a living thing within us, a living dynamic at work within us. It's a bit of a slog for us at times to get past the literalness of the letter. But for angelic consciousness, they don't get stuck in the objects. They intuit immediately what the objects represent and point to. So they're much more detailed in their capacity to perceive what belongs to their interior states. We work more in generals. It's just, that's the nature of life for us. And that's what holds us in the sense of our autonomy, having a sense of life as our own, like we have to work through these things for ourselves, as of ourselves.